Bang, bang, bang.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Three Musketeers.
Ooh. Are you ready for this one?
We saying what we want, give it to you, not a gun. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. You know we are your guiltiest pleasure. And we've got an exciting show planned for you tonight. I am one of your co-hosts, I'm Karen Ashley, along with Mr. Fabuloso himself, Jeffrey Emmett, is in the house.
Hi, Bo, hi.
Hi, Bo, hi. And we also got Mr. Jamesy. You guys know him better as Lips. He is on Friday nights with Lips on the radio. Hello, James.
It's Lips. On air. Hello, Miss Ashley.
Oh,
how are
God.
You doing?
You need to be Uncensored Radio and Lips on the radio. Like, we need to keep it cohesive because I get confused.
It happens. It's totally cool.
I've only said it wrong. I've only said it wrong 50% of the time, and I've said it right 50% of the time. So, sorry. Lips on the air.
Hey,
Lips on the air. Lips on the air. Now I got it.
it's been cool.
For a year.
It's cool, though. As long as you're not calling it Zimbabwe Lips on Air like Jeffrey does, you know, I'm cool.
Zimbabwe on air. Wait, what?
Zimbabwe.
You used to call it Zimbabwe Lips on Air.
Oh.
Well, we're still
trying
to reach that market. We're still trying to go for the, you know, the NASCAR circuit, but you're a hater, and that's another story.
Well... I can't play. I can't act like something I'm not.
You're the only one who lives in the rural state of Kansas City, Missouri. So I think you're in denial, but we're going to let it go.
No, but I love how you consider Kansas City rural. Like, really?
it's because it's Missouri. Missouri is rural.
Right. The only thing saving Jeffrey is because he lives in New York. So immediately your mind goes to, like, big city living, even though it's kind of rural in Auburn.
Right. The only thing big about Missouri is, what the hell is it called there? St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the Kansas
City. Well, you
City
know,
Chief.
Kansas City is bigger than St. Louis, just so you know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I see the arch
Auburn?
In St. Louis. What you got in Kansas City? You got an arch?
No. But we are the
okay,
second
I mean,
city
I know
in
you
world,
got
but,
Google.
But we
whatever.
Are the number two city in the world behind behind Rome in number
mm-hmm.
of fountains.
Neither of your cities have major freeways. It's like two-lane streets.
Yeah, no,
and we have
good.
I-70 freeway.
Yeah?
We have I-70. And I-70 goes, like, across, like, seven states.
Ooh.
Look, I'm
well,
good because
I... one of those.
I would be reliving Grand Theft Auto if I lived in L.A. Because I would be smashing my shit into people left and right because the traffic... and the amount of people
mm-hmm.
annoy the hell out of me. That, and I don't want to have to work five jobs just to live in a studio apartment.
Yeah,
so,
but no, this is the thing. Like, normal everyday tasks, you get paid more money. Like, let's say you're a receptionist. You're going to get $15 an hour just to be a receptionist. You
but
know?
Still, at $15 an hour, you can't afford a good studio. I mean,
well, you get
because realistic...
You gotta
well, right, but... You could, you know, for what you pay for a studio, I have, like, a 2,600 square foot home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like,
correct about that.
I take that. Like, I'm okay. Like, I'd love to, like, maybe have an apartment in L.A. someday and be able to go back and forth so we
mm-hmm.
could do some work and shit. But I could never, I don't think I could ever call L.A. home. Maybe, like, Nevada or Arizona, but maybe not so much
You're
LA.
In love with Vegas. You're so in love with Vegas.
No, it's not Vegas. It really, for me, it's the dirt, it's the cactuses, it's the mountains. Like, when I went to Arizona, I fell in love with, like, This is where I was supposed to be. Like, get me the hell away from these. I didn't really have a choice. Like, I didn't really have a place set up to live. Like, you know, my aunt got me a ticket to come back after so long, and I just hadn't. It took me longer than I thought to get a job, and it was a bit ways. So it was kind of a process. So I just didn't have stuff set up as well as I'd hoped. So I came back with the notion that I was going to come back here, work for a while, and get money to go back.
Right. And here you
are. And then, of course, and then I stayed.
And then you got married, and you started Jeffrey's Daycare, and it's just been the rest of history.
And then I started Uncensored Radio and got to come to L.A. anyways, and I get to hang out with some of my bestest friends every night and talk shit about all the crazy stuff that goes on in the world. I mean, what more could you ask for?
That's true. It's almost like you kind of vicariously live in a major city.
Well, I feel like, because, you know, like, now talking to you and then, like, seeing, like, I, you know, I kind of have a gist of, like, where you are and where you're going. And, like, you know, I think we talk so much about all the different places. I'm pretty sure I could get around out there healthily. I mean, I think I got it.
Although I was very disappointed in you because you didn't drive at all the whole time you were here. Like,
well,
I was like,
I know. We had that rental car and it sat.
Yeah, like you wasted so much money on the rental. I guess you needed it to get back to Vegas, but it's like you didn't go
right. Well,
because
you kind of drove everywhere, and you knew. I mean, I did drive a few times. I had to drive a couple places, but I mean, I was fine. Like you knew where we were going. Like I didn't have to put on a GPS, so I didn't like all the hell with it. I mean, but it didn't bother me because in New York, like drivers are nuts. I mean, we don't have as big of highways as you guys have, but I've been on them before, and they don't really bother me, you know, because I'm just the asshole. Like, you will rear-end me, and I will get a check, because I will stop dead in traffic if you don't let me over.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I will piss you all off, or I will be, like, crazy, like, zooming in and out of traffic. So it just depends
let
on
me
the
tell
day
you.
And, like, how much I want to piss people off.
Let me tell you, you sound so much like a Kansas driver right now that you pissed me off. I fucking hate driving in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Kansas drivers. They do not know
do
how
you?
To frickin' drive. Because I work in Kansas. I work in Kansas, so, like, driving home, like, oh, my God, it's ridiculous. I hate when I'm trying to get into a turn lane to make a left-hand turn. And, like, I have to go a little ways to get into the lane, and I have my blinker on, I'm trying to merge, and there's people coming behind me, going around me to get into this turn lane. It drives me insane. And also,
that's why
when
you
you're
stop,
a,
and
also,
you take up
when
both
you're at
lanes.
A green light. No, and also,
oh,
when you're at a green light, and you're waiting
Jeffrey
for the you're at a red light. Probably. But also, when you're at a green light or red light, and you're waiting for it to turn green. Well, when you're at a red light waiting for it to turn green so you can go straight and there's people coming that are turning right in front of you or turning left in front of you and you get a green light but they won't stop turning. Like they won't
and
stop taking their time, their turn.
Mm-hmm.
I get so pissed off at it and like the place where I work when you pull out of the parking lot there's a huge dip so I have to come at it at an angle otherwise I bottom out.
Right.
And so, like, I have to come out at an angle, and I have to go slow to get over this bump so that I don't bottom out. And these people are just coming, and finally one bitch stops and starts honking at me to get me to move so that I'm not blocking her anymore. I hate Kansas drivers, and the sooner I get a job in Missouri, or I will be so happy. I will be
now,
so
wait a
happy.
Minute. Don't you have an SUV?
No, I don't have an SUV right now. I'm driving a van because my SUV has a bad ball joint, and I haven't had the money to get it replaced yet.
Oh, honey, you just keep driving. It'll be all right. I mean, shit may fall off, but you'll be all right.
Not take his advice. Not take his advice. He will get you killed. Do not take
maybe,
Jeffrey's driving
maybe.
Advice.
But no, see, I don't be honking at people.
Mechanical advice.
Like, I'm not an asshole. Like, I'm that person that I will let people over because I feel it's my good deed. And I will smile and wave at them and be like, go ahead. But I'm telling you, if you don't let me over, I'm going to be an asshole. Like, I don't play that game. Like, I stop and make myself late to let people go by because it's called common courtesy, and we need to have a little more of it in this damn country. So when I'm trying to get over, bitch, I'm in just as much of a hurry as you. Slow your ass down and let me get over. It's going to take 2 seconds, and I promise if you take the time to slow down to let me over, I will make sure that I'm going quick enough not to slow your ass down. There is no reason you need to be an asshole. So if you are, I'm going to stop you and everybody behind me, and they can get pissed at you because you wouldn't let me over. Because I have been, and I don't care. Go ahead and hit me because I'm going to get a big-ass check. Now, if it's a semi or something, I'm not trying to play Russian roulette and shit. But I'm saying, like, it's a little Prius. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be comparable size. Like, I'm not going to jump in front of a Yukon in the blug, but, you know.
But you won't take a Prius.
He'll take on a Prius
in a second.
Well, like, and I hate the people that when you're behind them and they're going, like, you know, 10 miles an hour under the speed limit.
No, it's not.
You know, the speed limit is not a suggestion. You can actually do the speed limit.
It's
I
not
hate
a
those people.
Because you can get a ticket if you. I don't do the speed limit, but I'm just saying. For the record, for the listeners, it's not a suggestion, because if you go beyond it, you are subject to a potential ticket.
Okay,
well,
and I totally get that. I'm totally fine
you
with that.
Go too
but
slow.
When you're going under the speed limit, I have issues with that, especially when I'm behind you and I'm
trying
to get somewhere.
You can get a ticket if you're going too slow under the speed limit.
You can.
Because there's been some times where I was very, very, very tired. And driving way too slow on the way home from work, and I got pulled over for driving like 35 in a 55, and it was very crafty that I didn't get a ticket. I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm trying not to pass out and die. Like, I'm just trying to get home safe. Like, leave me the hell alone. And he did. But, you know, I can't know. Like, people are just ignorant. And I love the thing that drives me crazy. I don't know, Karen, if you really have this. But, it, you know, you'll be on, like, the highway, you know, where the speed limit's, like, here it's 65. And then, like, you know, the person's going 55 the whole time. Then you'll get into, like, a 30-mile-an-hour zone because you're going through a town, and the son of a bitch going 45. And then the minute you get out of the town again, they're going 55. Or not 50 yet. You know, they're going way
that
through.
Happens
I'm like, you...
Here. That happens here. So much. I hate it.
My mother is the biggest culprit of this. She makes me crazy because we'll be in the city and she'll be driving 45 in the city. I'm like, Joyce, you're going to get pulled over and get you a ticket. You better slow your ass down. Joyce, slow down. And then we'll get on out of the city or something and it'll be 55 and she's going 40.
Oh, Lord. Shit, we don't have those problems here because in L.A., everybody speeds. It's almost like you don't really run the risk that often of getting a speeding ticket. You run the risk of getting different tickets for different things. Like, but it's like you just got to keep up, you know. Everybody speeds. Everybody kind of drives crazy. It's always, you know, we don't really have the problem of people going too slow.
Well, and out there
I just hate it when you're...
Go ahead.
Well, and I just hate it, like, when you're driving behind somebody, or somebody goes, or somebody cuts you off, or somebody does something that you know is illegal, and there's not a single cop around, but let you be the one doing it, and you're going to get pulled over quicker than
done. Yeah. You know what I hate here? This is a problem we have. It is legal for motorcycles to go in between cars on the freeway. So they can go in between the lanes. And it's the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. I've seen them hit other cars. I've seen them, like, almost hit my car. I've seen them, you know, we've seen accidents. I mean, but it's still legal for them to go, like, in between the lanes. So while you're staying here,
the
they can just
Kansas,
zoom in the middle. Yeah.
In the state of Kansas, it's legal to ride your motorcycle without a helmet.
Oh, my God.
It's actually legal in a law.
Missouri is
a
law
area.
No, Missouri, it's a law that you have to wear a helmet when you're in Missouri. You have to wear a helmet. But I've seen people cross the state line and pull over to take their helmet off and keep on going as soon as they get into Kansas, because it's not legal, or it's not illegal, to ride without a helmet on in Kansas.
That's just
I may
crazy,
or may not
like...
have some relatives that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I know
Which
some
is...
relatives that do that.
Yeah, I have a lot of relatives that actually ride motorcycles, and they're constantly posting things on Facebook. Then, you know, and I get it, like, you know, whatever. But then it, like, does agitate the shit out of me when you see motorcycle drivers driving like assholes, and then people are pissed because they got hit. Well, what the hell do you think's going to happen when you're cutting in the side? Now, like, there's been times I really just wanted to open my car door and let them take it off. Like, really, son of a bitch? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I got nothing against motorcycles. I got tons of family and be safe, but stop being foolish. Like, I feel like there's a good percentage of the reason why motorcycle accidents happen are because the motorcycle driver was being an asshole.
Well, and you
I
never know. And you know what? We probably should be careful. We don't need no motorcycle enthusiasts calling in here saying that we're all crazy liberals.
If anybody's going to be my aunt.
Wearing a helmet and all that crazy shit, you know, we don't need it. We don't need that.
So unsafe. Like, I would not get on. I've had too many friends get in motorcycle accidents or die. You know, I've had quite a number of friends die on a motorcycle or get in horrible accidents to where it, like, changed their life. Like, they ain't the same. You know, so for me, I'm like, I am not getting on a motorcycle. And then on top of that, I'm definitely not getting on one without a helmet. Like, it just doesn't make sense. But I'm telling you, at least once a week, if not a couple times, I know it happens even more. It's just I at least see it on the news once or twice a week, every week. Here in L.A., there's a major accident first thing in the morning, traffic's backed up, and there's a motorcycle that's involved. It's a motorcycle, you know, somebody crossed over, somebody didn't see him, because they go in between the cars there. And it's
right.
Always
they do it here, too. I don't know that it's legal here, but it's done here all the time. And again, like, you're going in people's blind spots. What do you expect? Like, you're driving someplace you should not be. If a car should not go there, you shouldn't either because something's going to happen. So I don't need to watch out where I'm going. You need to follow the fucking law.
Yeah. I always look at it this way. I go, if we hit each other and we're in cars and we don't see each other in cars, what makes you think I'm going to see a motorcycle? You know, especially like here where we can go, you know, I mean, it's nothing to be going 70 or 80 on the freeway here. Like, it's nothing.
Right.
And if you don't keep up, then it's like you're going to be the person who's, like, causing problems. Like, you got to kind of keep up with the flow of traffic. So it's like I just can't believe anyone in L.A. would want to drive a motorcycle because these people don't know how to drive, period. Like, we don't know how to drive with each other, more or less throw a motorcycle in there. Like,
well, you know, and you guys are lucky because you don't have seasons. We're out here, like, you know, they're talking about raising the speed limit. But the problem is the seasons, when the seasons change, that's great if our highways go to 70 miles an hour. But there's times of the year where you just cannot do that. Even 65 is just impossible, and people will still try to go the speed limit. So we have more accidents because we have idiots who are not driving to the conditions of the road. But it also proves true because when snow first starts falling, people are still driving like assholes because they're used to driving in the summer with dry roads. So we have tons of accidents. And then when all of a sudden the weather gets warm, people start going nuts again because, like, oh, I could drive like an asshole. There's no ice. It's like, come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm. What I never understand
but it is, proven.
Is why people don't just adjust. Like, why don't you know it's snowing, slow down. Or you know it's raining, slow down. Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand where people, like, I've been next to someone and they're like, I understand keeping up with the flow of traffic. Like, I'm not like a person who just speeds for the sake of speeding, but you got to kind of keep up with the flow of traffic here. And so we all kind of drive faster than normal people usually would. But, like, you have the asshole who is just gunning and just cutting in and out of lanes and trying to get past you and get past you. And then you get off the freeway and that person's right there, maybe two cars up. Like, you're speeding to go nowhere. Like, you didn't even make up that much time. Like, if you really think about when you're in a rush and you're, like, okay, you get there 5 minutes earlier, and you've almost killed half a dozen people. Like, it makes absolutely
right.
no sense. So even when I'm running
right.
late, I'm just like, I will call somebody and be like, I'm going to be late. And that's just what it is.
Well, right,
I'm
and that's what
kill
it is
myself.
Because even if you're going 10 to 15 miles over the speed limit, you're still only going to get there 5 minutes quicker.
Right.
Like, well, what are you trying to do? Like,
right.
it's not worth
right.
it.
Uh-huh. It's not worth it. It's so crazy. You know what's crazy, though, is here in L.A., people go a lot faster, but I see, like, horrible accidents. Like, we don't really have – I think people are used to it here, but in Texas, like in Dallas and in, like the town that I'm from, Odessa – like, literally, there are horrible accidents there in those states.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, and they don't even go that fast. It blows my mind. Like, they drink a lot. Like, I don't know what it is. There's a lot of people who get DUIs, and it's crazy. DWI, whatever it's called.
Right. Well, the thing is that in some states, like, it's been kind of proven that the faster the speed limit, the less accidents there are, but the more fatalities there are. The slower
right.
the speed limit, the more accidents there are, but the less fatalities. That's why the speed limit is
right.
65 miles an hour on most highways, because
right.
there's more accidents, but they're not as bad. As opposed to if you're going,
right.
if the speed limit's 80 miles an hour, you're at a greater risk of somebody dying if you get into an
right,
accident.
Right, because if it happens, you're done. You know,
Well,
right.
it is crazy, like, you know, because I don't like to fly, so I drive predominantly a lot of places. The accidents
mm-hmm.
that I have seen, some of them have blown my mind. Like, there was,
yeah.
you know those smart cars, the little teeny ones?
Yeah,
we were coming
yeah.
back from, like, Maryland, I think, and, like, it was like, oh, my God, we were stuck for, like, 2 hours. And, like, there was one of those cars, and there was no other cars involved in the accident, but this car was on its roof. Like, and there was no physical damage to the car except for the fact that the bitch was upside down. And we all kind of sat there, and, like, we drove extra slow to look, and we're like, how the fuck? What in God? Like, how? And, I mean, the shit that, I mean, it blows my mind. And when there is a bad accident
mm-hmm.
here, though, Karen, it's like Texas, I'm sure, everybody
mm-hmm.
stops because you want to see what
oh,
the
yeah.
hell is going on. And I'm telling you, you want
oh,
hours
yeah.
of entertainment, go look up
mm-hmm.
Icy Road Crashes on YouTube. Because people
oh, no.
are damn fools. There's one video where, I mean, no joke, it's like a 10-minute video, and there's probably 100 cars that keep trying to go up this hill. There's four-wheel drive cars, but the road is ice. It don't matter you got
right.
four-wheel drive or not, unless you got you some
right.
chains on your tire, and even then, I'm not sure you're getting up this hill. So you think when they see all these cars, accordions on the side of the road, in the middle of the road, smash, maybe you know what, I'm not going to try to do this because it's not going to work
right.
out in my favor. Oh, no.
Right.
These assholes keep trying to go up, and then they keep smashing into the – I mean, I just
oh,
laugh.
God.
It's my favorite thing about winter. It's typing in whatever year it is and looking up the icy road crashes. Like, you deserve
oh,
an asshole. That's why I don't leave the house when it snows.
Oh,
I stand.
Well,
I
even
go to
here,
my mama.
People don't even know how to drive. Like, people don't even know how to drive when it snows here. And you'd think we'd be used to it, given, like,
mm-hmm.
we're, you know, again, we're in the center of the United States. We get bad weather. We get rain. We get snow. We get all that stuff. And you'd think
tornadoes,
people would adapt to
it.
Mm-hmm. Right. You'd think people
well,
would adapt to it. No. No one knows how to freaking
mm-hmm.
drive when it snows. No one knows how to drive
no.
when it rains.
I think
it's
some
ridiculous.
Of us do adapt to it because it is funny. Like, you know,
I
Joe's
do.
Sister moved to North Carolina, and it snows
mm-hmm.
like an inch, and everything shut down. Here, you got a blizzard,
mm-hmm.
and we're all about. It's like a state of emergency, and people are still at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, when I was in Arizona, like, it was sprinkling. It wasn't even raining like I've seen it do here. And people...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was pulling over to the side of the road like I was the only one driving. And people were just kind of gawking at the car, and I'm like, it's sprinkling.
Right, but it's so rain.
I mean, to them,
it's
like,
rain
you know, they're like, it's downpouring, and then I'm like pulling up to my aunt's house, and everybody's standing outside in the rain because it's such a, you know, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, I was the kid,
yeah,
like,
no,
I didn't like
crazy.
Riding. And I never liked riding in the car when it rained. Like, there was just something about
uh-huh.
the rain and being in a car that I didn't like. Now, I love it. I love being in the car
oh,
when it
yeah.
rains because, honestly, and I don't understand how it's possible, but the safest place to be in a lightning storm or in a thunderstorm is in your car.
Really?
Yeah, because of the rubber on the tires. If you were
unless
to get
you're
your car
parked under
by
a
lightning,
tree.
Unless you're parked under a tree, yes. Which
or near anything that can fall.
I don't have to worry about that because the tree that was in my front yard decided to fall on my car last year. So, yeah.
Well, see, there you go.
Damn.
Yeah, well, it didn't really fall on my car.
It's going to happen to you.
It landed on a power line, and it kind of, like, dipped. Like, it was hovering over my car, and I couldn't drive my car until, like, we had to call the electric company to come out. They had to
mm-hmm.
turn the power off its pole, remove the tree. And what's funny is, like, I heard it fall, but I was asleep. I heard it fall, and I'm thinking, I really hope that tree didn't just fall on my car. And I let it go for, like, 3 hours before I finally got up and got out of bed and went and looked outside and saw, oh, hey, there's a tree on my car. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And then at random.
Wow.
Right after Auburn, when we all came back from Auburn, within the week of me being back from Auburn, a tree in my backyard completely uprooted and just fell in my backyard. It landed on our lawnmower, destroyed our lawnmower, destroyed some things back there. Was 2 inches away from hitting our house and, like, 2 inches away from hitting the car, my old car that's currently sitting in our backyard. 2 inches away from hitting either one of them. Didn't hit either one, landed right in the middle between the house and the car, but destroyed everything in its path.
Now, see, we know if there's a good storm coming, we go park our cars underneath the trees because if you got full coverage, you're going to make out. So it's like, please let the tree fall on my shit.
Wow.
And it happens all the time. Like, our main road, I remember Brian and I were out driving around, and it was, like, just a windstorm. And this tree, it was one of those huge, like, over 100 foot, just fell. Just fell in the middle of the road and, like, smashed into somebody's car. They lived, but, you know, it could have been us because we were just like, we're like, ah. Like, you know, it was one of those moments where you see the shit falling out the rearview mirror and you're like, what? Oh. And we were going 2 miles an hour slower. I mean, you know, you see some shit. But right, like, you know, when trees are just falling over for nothing, it's like, all right, this is kind of, you know, I don't, But there's nothing prettier than being out at night and there's just snow everywhere, but not like crazy snow, and it's not busy, you know, and it's just so gorgeous to go walking in until it starts melting and the plows come and it starts looking dead as shit and it's all dirty and grimy. And it's like, oh, my God, it's that time of year when I want to go kill myself. Like, it's not cute. So, you know, and then it's freezing. And, ooh.
Well,
that's
the only
funny
place to enjoy snow.
Today. We were crying today because it was 63. What's the temperature out where you guys are?
Actually,
the temperature...
50s.
The
really?
Temperature here
okay.
was in the 40s today, and I was outside in nothing but a hoodie and fine.
What? I had on a big old coat. I'm, like, freezing my butt off at 63 degrees.
You California people are wusses.
Yeah, no, I was
I'm
out on my back deck.
I agree. We were such wusses. It's just
what
one of those
happened,
things,
though?
Like, just 2 days ago, it was 83. Like, you know, so it's like, how do you go from that to that? You know, this morning, I get up, and it's, like, so freezing, so cold, and I'm, like, going to the gym at, like, 5 in the morning, you know. It's, like, craziness. So I'm, like, oh. So, you know, it's, like, 50 degrees when I went to the gym, so.
No, it sucks when you're going to get up at 5 in the morning and you go outside and it's 10 below. That fucking sucks.
Ooh, yeah, that sucks. That's like major. Major suckage. I agree.
Luckily, it doesn't get that cold here. I think the coldest it's ever been is like, you know, 20, like 10 above. That's usually the coldest it ever gets here. And that's usually right after it snows. Other than that, it's like, the lowest it gets is like, you know, 20s. But even then, I'm outside in a hoodie.
I remember being a kid and, like, school getting closed because it was too cold.
Wow.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
They did that one time.
I've never even been, like, in a place that could even possibly remotely happen. Like, even in
They did that one time here. But they did that one time here, and the only reason. Well, they did that one time here, and the only reason was because the power went out at the school. And they sent everyone home early. That was the only reason that, like, school was ever closed, unless it snowed really bad. And if it snowed really bad, you know, then of course. But they never called off school because it was too cold outside.
Well, they have to here. I mean, I don't know what the deal is out there. Like, obviously, when it gets to a certain temperature, it's not safe for kids to walk. So they have to close the school because there's so many kids that live, you know, within a mile or whatever to the school that they have to walk. So it's just not safe, so they'll close the schools, which happened a lot when we were kids. But that doesn't happen anymore. And I remember, like, last year, the kids did not have one single snow day. I do not remember once in my entire life as a child when I was in school that we didn't have snow days. Like, we always, always, always had snow days. Like, usually, we'd have, like, two, three in a row. You know, like, it was great. Like, you'd have a real long weekend because you had Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off because it just never stopped snowing.
Is in Texas, we got snow days, but it was because they didn't have the equipment to, like, if it would snow, they didn't have the equipment to de-ice the roads. So it was like the whole city shut down for a day.
Right.
Awesome.
But it obviously was not that cold, but it was just like the city wasn't used to that. Like, we don't know what to do. You know?
Well, that's
what,
like,
even here,
what
though?
Was that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Nickelodeon movie, Where's Katrina When You Need Her? Because they had that kid from Pete and Pete, I think. And it was like, I think it was called Snow Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was based in Syracuse, New York. But they didn't film the shit here. I'm like, how are you going to lie?
We had a couple of years where, when I was in school, that we didn't have snow days. But last year, we had so many snow days last year. They went to school until, like, the first 2 weeks of June because they had so many snow days that they had to make up. Only because last year we got hit by, like, two really bad blizzards.
Mm.
And so...
Right,
because,
I remember you complaining,
like,
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And having to
car
like,
gets
go,
stuck in a ditch,
like,
down
somewhere.
The street.
Auburn is the anti-snow belt. I don't like Syracuse. Every place around us will get hammered, but Auburn got nada.
Not so much.
Like, it's literally like you cross the town line and it's like blizzard.
Mm.
Like, when I was a nanny, I lived
again, right?
Yeah, but like when I was a nanny, I lived just outside of town, in like the next town over, Elbridge. And it would be, like, crazy blizzard, and then, like, I'd call my friend out, and they're like, it ain't even snow here. I'm like, it's not even, like, a 10-minute drive from where I am to, the, like, one end of town. Like, what?
Oh, wow.
It's the weirdest shit ever.
Well, like, we don't really have just, like, regular snow, though. Like, when we get snow, we get, like... the last couple of years, we haven't had, like, you know, small little snowstorms. We've had blizzards that have come through and have just been ridiculous.
I'm all about it. Like, bring on the blizzards. There's nothing more than I love getting hot chocolate, turning the fireplace on, and just looking out the window watching the snow. Like,
well,
I love it. Like, Joe and
I
will get up in the morning.
I've never been in a blizzard, ever.
Oh, it's awesome. Like, it's my favorite thing. Like, Joe and I will get up and we'll look out the windows, like, when the first snow comes and, like, it's really, really snowed. And then we'll just sit, like, in the upstairs hallway, you know, on that little couch and just watch out the window with our little coffee and the dog and just watch people try to drive down the street. It's funny.
And you have the perfect house for that because that's a really nice window right there and you see, like, your entire neighborhood. So that's really cool.
And then he also has the perfect job for that. Like, Jeffrey doesn't leave home ever.
Right.
He's at home all day. Everybody has to come to him. The rest
it was hard before. The other house we were in, I took you guys to that we lived at around the corner. Like, literally, it's around the corner. But, like, in order to get to our street, you had to go up that steep hill. I cannot tell you how many daycare parents would be pissed because they were smaller side streets. So they didn't plow them, and they could not get up the cars up the street to bring their kids to daycare. So they'd have to park at the bottom of this hill, walk all the way up the hill, and then walk down my street to bring all And, you know, they'd have babies.
Right.
They were not happy.
Oh.
Like, I had my car stuck at the end of the street, and I left it there all day because the plows didn't come. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not moving my – it was stuck in a snowbank right in the corner of my street. in between a telephone pole and a wire. I'm like, it could stay there. And it did, too.
Well, what pisses me off is when you're shoveling and you finally get your driveway completely shoveled enough that you can get your car out and not have to worry about getting stuck, not have to worry about blocking traffic. And then as soon as you get done, that dickhead in a snowplow has to plow the street one more time and put a huge freaking mound of snow at the end of your driveway. That's what irritates me about the snow and being here in Missouri when it snows, because that pisses me off.
Is that even fair? Is that even like something they can do? Isn't that illegal?
No, it happens every time it snows.
I seriously think that they sit, that their plows, they sit and they watch people, and they watch them, and they're like, okay, they're almost done. Okay, yeah, now they're done. Okay, let's go. And then as soon as they finish, that's when they go out and they plow. I think they do it on purpose. I really think they do it on purpose. I hate the snowplow drivers here.
I'm beginning to understand that you hate a lot of things. You hate a lot of things. You hate everything about Kansas City and Missouri.
I do. And, like, honestly, I'm itching now to seriously pack my shit, load up my car, and just go however far I can go and just make camp somewhere. Like, I want to get out of here so desperately now that it's not even funny. Like, I need to change. I don't want to change. I need a change. I need to get out of here. I am going stir crazy, and I can't stand it anymore.
Well, I remember an offer of Vegas on the table, and nobody jumped at it, so I don't know if you really need or want to go.
No, I really need to go. Like, need to go. Like, honestly, I've been sitting here for days really contemplating emailing Katrina and just being like, yo, I think when my job ends in December, I'm going to get my money together and I'm just going to come out there and
it
see what I can
December?
Do.
December? I don't know what
my
in
job,
December?
Yeah, my job ends December 7th because I'm only there for open enrollment. Now, it could continue past December 7th, but it depends on call volume. And I could be there. I could be there through the end of December. I could be there until March. I could be there, you know, however long. But it all depends on call volume. So if our call volume drops dramatically after December 7th, I could be the first one let go. Because I'm not a direct hire for the company. I'm through a staffing agency. So because I'm through a staffing agency, I will be the first ones let go. I'll be one of the first ones let go when call volume drops.
Well, that's a bitch, boo-boo.
Yep.
But you know what else is a bitch?
What?
Alec Baldwin. This poor man just cannot keep himself out the news. And since we're talking about how James needs to get out of there and he needs to change, I was thinking maybe Alec Baldwin needs to change the scenery and he needs to come back to Syracuse and stay out of Hollywood for a minute. Because he is in trouble again. And I didn't even know. Did you know he has a show on MSNBC?
Yeah.
I did not.
Well, got one. It just got, like, it was about to come out. And they were like, because he's acting like a lunatic.
Well, they said
they put it on, like, a
two-week
break.
Suspension. Yeah, up late with Alec Baldwin. Because there was paparazzi, and I'm going to say the words because I can. They were being chased by a photographer outside his Manhattan apartment on Thursday and called the man a cock-sucking fag. Get away from my wife and the baby with that camera. Baldwin can be heard yelling on the video taken of the incident. What fucking language you want that in? And he had to apologize for that. And to me, I'm sitting here like, why?
He's quick to use the F word, man.
I don't understand. Like, they're chasing his kid. He wasn't calling him a fag because he thought he was gay. Like, let it go. Like, who cares? The man used bad choice of words. It's not that big a fucking deal.
But this is not the first time. Like, that's his go-to word. Like, he's used that word.
It's a lot of people's go-to word.
I know, but this is the thing. Like, you already know. Like, you're trying to have a major network back you. They, all of a sudden, you use that word, and we know what time it is these days. That is, like, the word you don't use. And you don't use that one, and you don't use the N-word right now. Because guess what?
Yeah.
All these advertisers, all these people will go, we are not going to pay you any advertising dollars.
See, I've got a big problem with that.
But that's the thing. I mean, you can't.
No,
I mean,
they're not
going to
stop.
Offended.
And the only thing we're doing is giving the word fag power, and it drives the shit out
of
me.
But I don't understand. But that's you.
Why?
That's you. A lot of people are offended by that word.
But if
I
we stop
offended.
Giving these words power, they're not going to have any fucking
power.
Meaning.
It's just ignorant. Like, you can call the guy an asshole, you can call the guy 80 other words, but you go to that one every single time.
Right,
I
but
think
I'm also like,
you,
no, but I'm
the
smart enough to know people his age, at that age, like, they grew up calling people fags. They grew
no
up calling
excuse.
People gay. Like,
no
it's that, it doesn't
want,
bother me.
But, you know, it may not bother you, but it bothers a lot of people. And if you want to do business in television, and television is ruled by the advertising dollar, you must stay politically correct. That is
yeah.
not a hard lesson learned. He's been in this. He didn't like wake up yesterday and get in this industry. He's been in this industry for a long time, and this isn't like the first time he's had problems. This guy has gotten into fights with them. He's gotten into fights with his ex-wife. He called his daughter a fat pig. There's like a whole message where he's calling her name. He's got anger issues. So I think it's beyond just what he said. I think it's
right.
This dude
like he
always
just,
has. Like, he got kicked off a plane. Remember TSA had to
yeah,
him
I know,
and, like,
I know.
Escort him off the plane because he didn't want to stop playing words with friends. Like, come on. This guy, he's like over, like he's an overprivileged celebrity who feels like he can do whatever he wants to do. Say whatever
he feels
he wants
like he's
to.
Entitled.
He's
and
entitled.
You know what? Like, I'm sorry, but if there was a photographer chasing around my wife and kid, I'd be pissed too. Even if I was making umpteen million dollars a year. And I just feel
nobody,
like we're going
nobody,
down
no
a dangerous path.
Nobody has
because,
proof of that, though. Like, they just know
what?
They piss him off, and he gets mad, and he tries to fight, and, you know, but it's like one of those things. Like, I think networks are just like, you know what, dude, you're too much.
Look at I like Alec Baldwin. I don't know him personally, but I genuinely like the guy. From what I know of him, I do not think he's a homophobe. And he can say faggot anytime he wants in my book. Like, I don't care. Like, he's
that
pissed
is,
off.
You're probably
he had
the
a
only,
bad,
you're the only
he had a bad choice of
way.
Words. Bad choice of words.
I actually
bad,
agree with Jeffrey.
Bad choice of words. Like, I'm just
I
over it. Like, I'm so tired of everybody being so damn touchy about words. Like, that's half the fucking problem.
But
people are afraid
thing.
To talk.
But that's the thing. The reality is when you're in a business ran by advertising dollars and they know at any given moment they're going to lose. Let's say you say that word and all of a sudden the company that's backing you loses $5 million.
I'm not saying that I don't
that's
understand that.
For,
I understand
that's
that.
Right. For going, you know what? We just lost $5 million.
I understand that. But
good,
how
but
many gays do you think are really going to be watching Up Late with Alec Baldwin?
Exactly.
Like, give
matter.
Me a break.
It doesn't matter. They're not going into a business
honestly,
venture with anyone that does not do a show that's not going to cater to everybody.
And it's not even so much the network. It's GLAAD that bothers me. Like, back the fuck up.
It's not even about that, though, Jeff. I mean, the reality is MSNBC or whoever he's in business with, they have to do shows that are going to cater to everyone. They're not going to invest millions of dollars and go, oh, only heterosexual males over the age of 30 are going to watch this show. They're never going to make that money back.
Well,
whatever
then put their
invested.
Money where their mouth is and give a gay host a show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
don't patronize
Anderson
me. Put your money where your mouth is. Okay, one.
A lot of gays have shows. Ellen has a show. There are a lot of gays who are openly gay who
on MSNBC?
Shows. I don't know about MSNBC, but on other
Well, that's
network.
What I'm saying. But again, like, it's not even so much MSNBC. I understand the almighty dollar rules the world. But my
it
problem
does,
is when you
it.
Have GLAAD, and I just feel
it's
like we're giving this word too much power. It's too much power.
It's not
if we
about
just
that.
Take it away.
It's not.
No, it is. It's about people
no,
losing their
not.
Fucking mind over a word. It's a word. It doesn't mean anything if
you
don't let
it.
You
know
what,
though? If someone used the N-word, you better believe I'm going to go off.
I know
sorry.
You would.
And maybe it's
and
a
I'm
word.
And I'm not about to go running around
power.
Saying it.
And I know, but still, that's what that the way that I feel. And if you can understand how I feel, then you should understand how someone who's gay how they feel and their right to feeling.
But everyone
is different.
That. And some people, but everyone's different. And some people may find certain words offensive that other people don't find offensive. So I mean, you kind of have to. I mean, I understand, you know, you have feelings about certain words. Jeffrey has feelings about certain words. I have feelings about certain words. But I think everybody, yeah, I mean, if somebody finds offense to something that someone's saying, you know, that's on them. That's not on, that doesn't have to be on everyone because, you know, one
person
doesn't find that offensive.
If you're going to be a celebrity who's going to represent a brand, who's going to get advertising dollars, who's going to make millions of dollars for doing something, then you have certain rules and obligations that you have to abide by. That's just what this industry is made on, especially something like that. Like, that's a news channel. You have to have something. They have to patrol it in some sort of way, because if you don't, the people who have shows now, I mean, you would be surprised what would come out of people's mouths if they didn't have some sort of censorship, some sort of code of ethics. So the reality is he knew. He's just entitled, and he's always disruptive. He's always fights. He always gets into it with paparazzi. He always gets into it with the flight attendant. He's got into it with everyday Joes. He's got into it with people of authority. The reality is that he just kind of, you know, said one. He just went off one too many times, and they're kind of done.
I don't even think it's about the word.
I don't even think it's about the word that he said. I just think it's, oh, my God, him again. We're done.
Like, if he was fighting with a gay person and called him a fag, I could see it a little more, I guess. But the other thing is, too, like, I don't care what fucking word you use. If you're, to me, like, the word's not the issue on the table right now. The issue on the table is all of us having equality for marriage and all of us having the same rights. So that's my issue. So if somebody's going to say, hey, go gay marriage, but they're going to turn around and say the word fag, it doesn't bother me. That's a minor issue. Like, it takes generations to change people's way of thinking. And to me, a word is not as important as having equal rights. So you can say fag till you're blue
right,
in the
but
face.
If you, but I think people, where they're getting offended, is like, paparazzi are hated. They're hated by celebrities. They're loathed by celebrities. So the word you go to, the what you want to compare them to is a fag. Like, that's offensive to a lot of people. A lot
right,
of people
again,
are like, oh, you go there? And I think the reason they're so upset with him is because it's not the first time he's been caught on camera using that word. It's not been the first time. And then he apologized. He talked to the people at GLAAD. Oh, I'm not that guy. Boop, boop, boop. And then the next time you get mad, you use the word again. So it's like one of those situations where people are like, you know what, dude? What was with the apology last time? What was with the whole, oh, I'm not that kind of guy? Obviously, you are that guy, because that's the word you go to every time.
See, and this is where, like, I do you remember when all the Mel Gibson stuff was going on and Whoopi had, like, just, she was, I think it was, like, her first or second season or whatever on The View, and they got, like, Joy Behar was pissed because, you know, he was using the Jewish slurs and he said the N-word and all this. And Whoopi's like, look, he had a bad day, he was drunk, he's made a bad choice in language. But I know Mel Gibson not to be a racist. I've had my kid around him, and I'm black, so I would know. Like, he is not a racist, in my opinion. I've seen, you know what I'm saying? And, like, she got it. So she's like, no, I'm not going to sit here and bash the dude. Like, he had a bad fucking day. Like, everybody makes mistakes. They say certain words. When you come from a place where people use those stupid words repetitively, you know, it's hard to break that cycle of change,
but
especially when you're still catching up.
You and I both know we could have a million drinks, a million, and we could be drunk
on our ass.
Right, but
we're also from a different generation.
And we're
generation.
Not going to talk about, but it doesn't matter. I grew up in Texas. You grew up in a town, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. I don't think, it's not a generational thing. You know, you could have had a grandparent, a parent, anybody.
Well, I've told
you.
Like, the N-word was very commonly used in my family, not my mother, like she was always against it.
Right.
But my grandparents and like her siblings, you know, there was the black people, and then they'd say, no, there's black, and then there's the N-word. I'm like, that doesn't really make sense.
Right.
You know, so it was a common word. But they, we love black people, though. And, like, it just made me kind of look at them, and I'm like,
But see, that's the thing, like, but your
really
kid, your kid who was kind of like, huh, I don't really get that, there are going to be some kids who kind of go, oh, well, that's just what you say. You know what I'm saying? But even on your drunkest day, you could be drunk, you could be messed up, you could be on drugs, and I would never, someone said, Jeff was saying the N-word, I'd be like, no, he wasn't. You man, like, I would never imagine that word coming out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I mean, Whoopi, I think Whoopi and Mel
But I have a
have
different
a
frame
friendship.
Of mind.
I know,
yeah.
but that's you. But, like, I think him and Whoopi are, have a personal friendship. So she, to me, I would have gone more with the thing of, I wouldn't have just gave him a pass and been like, oh, he had a bad day, he was drunk, blah, blah. I'd be like, look, I know this guy personally, and he's a personal friend of mine, and he's been nothing but a beautiful person to me. So the fact that he messed up, I give him a pass. What he said, you know, but that's the thing. Like, that's, I think she has a personal friendship with him, you know. And,
well,
and
she
I
said, like, she said he was a bonehead.
Right.
So I don't know that she necessarily gave him a pass. She was just saying, but I can tell you from my experience with this person, he is not a racist. But, I mean, she wasn't condoning what she said, because I remember the next day she got so much shit for it. She went in there. She's like, I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm telling you from my experience with the man, he's not a racist. And, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's
very
odd.
I mean, I just grew up in a family. I grew up where, you know, obviously I'm half black, half Mexican. I grew up in a family where people would get drunk and the N-word all of a sudden started coming out. And I was like, hold up. You know, like, that was, oh, I was drunk, oh, you know. And so for me, I was like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all.
No.
I feel like when people are drunk, when people are inebriated, under the influence, usually what comes out is what they really don't have the balls to say. So that's why I think people were very so offended and, you know, and so just in an uproar. Now, do I think that Mel Gibson's a horrible person? I don't know the man, so I don't think anything, you know. But, you know, just growing up in an environment where it could go either way, you know. You know, I had family members who, when I was born, they didn't talk to my parents. They didn't talk to my mom anymore. They didn't, like, want anything to do with her, you know. Thought that what she did was the most, you know, horrible thing you could do as a woman, you know. It was worse than, you know, killing somebody, it seemed like. So, I don't know. So I think that's
the whole thing.
Like, going back to Alec Baldwin, I think that's what people are so upset with him is because he's been caught on camera doing that before and apologized. And it's kind of one of those things where they're like, yeah, okay, you know.
I don't know. Like, for me, it's just not something I'm going to waste my time getting upset over. Now, if he's going on about, like, gay shouldn't get married, then I'm going to get upset. But I know, it seems kind of crazy, but it just – but then, you know, I wouldn't be honest, though, because when I watch, like, Cat Williams or whoever, and they're doing nothing but racist jokes or gay jokes or this joke or that joke about these people or against – I laugh. Like, I'm sorry, but I think this shit's funny. Like, the fact that somebody's got the balls to get on TV and say that shit, like, to me, that's funny. And, I mean, I've had this conversation with you, like, Ralphie May. He was the only white comic at the Black Comedy Sketch Show, and he did a whole set on black people. And Africa, you know, he's like, room full of black people. How many of y'all been to Africa? Oh, one lady over there. You know, I think it's funny because he's taking the word and he's taking the power away from it. And I think a lot of people respect him for doing that. And I think I said it a couple weeks ago. Like, I just watched his last comedy special where he used the N-word, and I was kind of taken aback, like, like, very, very, very thin line, buddy. You need to be careful where you're headed with this. You know, because I didn't know where he was going. And, you know, like, I'm no, it's not me.
I'm not comfortable. And maybe I'm wrong, you know. I just don't feel comfortable. I mean, I saw, what's that movie? I saw that movie recently. It had to, with Oprah in it, and it showed, you know, slavery and just, you know, how, coming from a slave to going to, you know, still being, like, to me.
Oh, the butler?
Yeah, and it just, and like, I went to a screening recently for 12 Days a Slave, and I mean, literally could not sit through that movie. Like, I could not, like, it was so horrific what happened to, you know, blacks as slaves. Like, it was just, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I couldn't even, it was so violent that to me, I'm like, nope, you can't say it. You can't say it.
And
you know,
that's what,
and maybe
you know,
if a black person says it and they want to take away the power, then that's on them. And that, you know, but it's the where the word originated, how it's used, the violence that's been behind it. I can get why someone who's gay would be so upset. I get it. Because there's been so
and
much violence
too.
Behind
I'm,
that word, you know?
I'm not saying that I don't understand it, because I clearly understand. You know, like, mm-hmm. I'm not black, so I can't say, you know, like, I'm just not going to say the word, no, I'm not going to partake, because it's just no.
Mm-hmm.
But being gay, I'm like, no, this one I'm going to fight on, because, I, you know, like, I personally, like, have a little history mm-hmm. with it. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I'm not black, so, I, you know, I don't, no, I can't really... You know, so I don't know many black people that are comfortable with the word, but it does agitate the shit out of me when I see mm-hmm. black people get together and every other word out of their mouth is the N-word. And I'm like, don't get mad when other people say it, because you're setting a bad example. So for me walking around saying faggot this, faggot that, like somebody's, I can't get mad. I mean, I don't go around saying it like that, but I'm not going to get mad because for me it's just not worth my time. But...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have to take responsibility as a culture, whether you're gay, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Chinese, Japanese, whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
you need to set the example. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, when you listen to the rap songs and every other word's the N-word, or a Cat Williams show. Like, I watched it with one of my black friends. She's like, this is not funny. She's like, he's using the N-word way too much. Like,
but that's
she was
the thing,
really
like,
offended by Cat Williams.
I mean, if you think about Cat Williams, I mean, you can think about, you know, Eddie Murphy. I mean, there's a lot of comics that used it, you know, and, I mean, it's really preference. I mean, I think some people like it, some people think it's funny, some people don't. But at the end of the day, I mean, I could never imagine my – I mean, it's just – I just think it's where, who you are, where you are in your life, and how you feel about – I don't know. I think it's what you're exposed to. Because I've had, you know, racism in my life. I've had gay friends be discriminated against. So I'm more sympathetic to those situations where I'm like, you know, I'd rather be politically correct than just toe the line of offending someone. Because my intentions are not to ever offend somebody for who they are. You know, I just couldn't do it.
And I guess for me, too, it is kind of interesting. Like, you know, months mm-hmm. ago when we had the big show and there was stuff going on and, like, David Yost was on, and one of a mutual acquaintance of ours was on mm-hmm. Facebook saying some things about gay marriage and this, that, and the other thing, and using God as a scapegoat for things. And, like, we tried to get into the conversation, and they were like, oh, it's not civil rights because this person happened to be black as well. And they're like, it's not the same. It's not the same. And there is a point. That I do agree with that, because my ancestors were not slaves. They did not get the shit beat out of them and their women raped. I mean, that's fucking mm-hmm. horrific. Like, you watch anything that has to do with slavery and it just blows my mind. And I sit there and I'm like, I can't comprehend how anybody could treat another human like that, or anything, not even just a human, a creature, period, mm-hmm. like an animal. You just, you know, you think of the Holocaust. I just can't comprehend the evil that it takes
mm-hmm.
to do that to another person. So I feel like there is a big difference in that sense. Like, you know, last mm-hmm. I know, I mean, gays weren't slaves. I mean, maybe they could have been somewhere along the lines, but I don't know about it. So it's a little bit different when it comes to that word for me, with gays, fags, and the N-word. Like, it's a little bit different when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a whole nother issue that has to do with the N-word versus fag.
Right.
But I also still feel like there was a point where it came down to civil rights. So that's mm-hmm. where I start to have the issue. Right. And I get pissed at a black person when they're like, it's not a civil rights issue. It's not the same. Well, no. There is a lot of things that we're not the same. But at the end of the day, when we're talking about your right to get married to whoever you want, it's the fucking same as my right to get married to whoever I want. So you do not get to sit there and tell me that it's not the same. Because at that point, when we're talking about people's rights to choose who they want to be with, that's the same.
Right.
That, I got a little crazy. Well,
I know. I think there's a lot of things that are, but see, that same passion, well, then, you know what, we're going to have to pick this up again tomorrow. We just never have enough time. Great show, though. Great show. I love it when we don't agree. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening, and let us know how you feel, and we'll take calls tomorrow, and you can chime in if we have time to talk about this again. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.